This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On New Year's Day, California became the latest on a growing list of cities and states that require pay transparency in job posting. The idea being that that'll level the power dynamic, a little bit anyway, between companies and would-be employees. Another law took effect the first of the year in California, though, that could benefit workers in a different way by encouraging small business owners to give them, those workers, a stake in the company. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
The recipe for German star cookies is deceptively simple, even if their pronunciation isn't to an English speaker.
How do you say that?
Zimsterns.
Christian Garcia at Proof Bakery in Los Angeles combines Zimsterna's short list of ingredients, just ground nuts, eggs, cinnamon, and sugar.
Currently sifting the powdered sugar, and the reason I do that is to avoid clumpage.
Sounds bad.
No one really wants a whole chunk of sugar when they're biting into a cookie.
Turning these raw ingredients into the perfect holiday treat is both a science and an art. It takes precision, passion, and just a dash of rum. Kind of like the alchemy it takes to run a successful small business in the rough and tumble food world.
It definitely takes like everyone who's there to make it work.
When Chef Na Young Ma opened Proof Bakery in 2010, she wanted it to be a place where workers could really feel invested in the business.
That we kind of all work together and assist each other.
But it took more than 10 years to make that dream official. In late 2021, Ma sold the business to the two dozen or so staff. To get the cash, they got a loan that gets paid back with the profits of the company, and workers control a majority of the board.
It's an old model. It's not new, but, you know, we don't really have a lot of examples in the U.S. So, I mean, we definitely needed help.
They got help from a nonprofit called Project Equity, which also co-sponsored the California legislation. The organization helps businesses navigate legal requirements, secure financing, and train employees for the transition to ownership. Co-founder Hillary Abell says there are a lot of misperceptions about the model.
People sometimes hear about employee ownership and think, oh, that's something for, for hippies, for, you know, someone that's not me. Like, they think of everybody sitting around in a circle trying to decide, you know, what color pencil to buy.
But she says most worker cooperatives like Proof or companies with employee stock ownership plans keep the same management structure they had before and pay a fair market price to owners.
The main difference is that the fruits of the labor are shared broadly with all employees.
The potential benefits of the model have spurred increasing interest across the political spectrum, says Joseph Blasi, a distinguished professor at Rutgers who has studied employee ownership for decades.
It's been very, very hard for the working middle class to build wealth. Employee share ownership allows them to get at that part of the American dream where you can own a piece of the rock.
He's found workers in the average employee stock ownership plan build up more than $130,000 in equity. Those businesses also tend to be more productive and have lower turnover. Blasi says they're also a great option for the growing number of aging business owners whose families don't want to take over and who often struggle to find an outside buyer.
The issue here, really, in terms of barriers, is awareness.
Programs like California's are aiming to address that. The state currently has only about 100 employee-owned companies, but Project Equity has tallied hundreds of thousands of business owners near retirement age who might want to consider the idea. And they can look to Proof Bakery for proof that it works.
Any sandwiches or pastries today?
Since the bakery transitioned to a worker cooperative about a year ago, business has been thriving, and so has collaboration, according to baker Christian Garcia.
The mindset kind of took a turn where everyone's more focused on the success of the business, trying to pull it forward, trying to actually keep the mission values that we have in place.
Which, along with making delicious Zimsternas, those values include working as a team. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.